chashivas of Ksav Ashuris, which is not necessarily a Hilchos Shabbos Kosev, but I thought since we're doing the Malach of Kosev, and there was a discussion of, the different Ksavim, maybe there's no Doraisa in different types of Ksav, so I wanted to show you this halacha. It's an interesting halacha. So the Gemara says like this in Sanhedrin Chafala for the base. Amma mar zutra vitema mar ufa bitchila nidna Torah l'Yisrael b'ksav ivri v'loshan ha-kodesh. When the Torah was originally given, it was ksav ivri and loshan ha-kodesh. So chazra v'nidna lehem b'me ezra b'ksav ashuris v'loshan ha-rami. And then Be'er Lehem Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael chose that the Ksav should be Ashuris and the Lashon should be Lashon HaKodesh. V'inichu lehadyotus Ksav Ivris Lashon Arami. So it comes out now Ksav Ashuris is the Ksav that we have, let's say for Torah. That's the Ksav Ashuris. Ksav Ivri is some type of script of sorts. Oh, so it seems the simple pshat in this Gemara is that the Ksav Ashuris was a later thing. So the Radvaz has a tshuva here where he says the following on page 2. Sha'alta Allah, the Hadam Bina Masech HaShabbos Mem Nesamach Shebeluchos B'nei Sayu Omdim. That Mem Samach, right? So the samach is a circle. So then, if you carve it out, it should fall out. So it's b'neis that it stayed. Same thing with the mem. But, so yes, valdik akasha. But it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that lat b'tchila nitna Torah l'Yisrael b'ksav ivri. So it was b'ksav ivri. So it wasn't necessarily
a circle.
Right. So that's his kasha. So after his whole discussion here, he writes on with the arrow on page 3. He says, "Sof dover ain daiti mekabel v'soivel sheyesh shum tano amora sover shezeh haksav ha'ashuri nischadish l'gami b'me'ezra." He says he doesn't think it's true that there was no such thing as ksav ha'ashuri till Ezra came along. Elowat al kachim hatzosim shel devarim ki aseres hadibros haksuvim al aluchos. That the Aseres HaDibros on the Luchos, that was Ksav Ashuris. It was a Eichol Eklal. And that's the Pshat, Mem Samach Shabaluchos. B'neis Hayu Omdim. B'zeh Ksav Lo Hayu Makirim Bo Ela Malachi Hasharis. He says it wasn't for the people didn't know about it. It was on the Luchos and the Malachi Hasharis. B'zman Shekibo Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Vashalom as Aluchos, so then Moshe learned about it when he got the Luchos. So, in other words, no one knew it, but this is what it was on the Luchos. No one could see it, no one could. Moshe lo hayu yicholim l'stakel. Ve'efshar shemoshe Rabbeinu lo v'asholom mosel yichidei hador. Ben Aaron ve'lozer b'tzalol. Tzuras ha'osiz v'son tziyon. Rav kedusha saksav l'nosem yoshos l'moshe shekosev yudbei sifrei to sheyichto b'ksav ashuri. So when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his 12 sifrei Torah, even he at that point didn't write ksav ashuri. He's saying that it did exist before, but it wasn't known to the Hamonam until much later.
Ezra was
The Osius.
Well, what's
Chazra Vinitna? Chazra Vinitna, meaning the this Ksav was Nitna. It says, Chazra Vinitna Lehem Vivei Ezra
B'Ksav.
Oh, you say, what was the, you mean?
Chazra Vinitna, divine revelation of, you know, let's say Ezra
Kinesh. Right. What you mean, what was the Kabbalah Satar Vim Ezra? What was, yeah. But that's his chiddush, that Ksav Ashuri was the original, and then ultimately that became the way we write Sifrei Torah.
Only for the
Luchos. Right.
And the Rabbah is asserting that nobody understood what
it was. Well, so simple pshat in the Gemara seems to be that it came later. Sabashuri started with Ezra. So he doesn't want to accept that. He says, because then how do you explain the Amish of Sabashur Maluchas? Unless you say that there's a machlokes between the Sugis.
Why would Ezra be in the Chadish?
Was Ezra Mechadish or HaKadosh Baruch Hu now revealed?
It was, but why change the status quo? Like kids, when they finally learn algebra, they can learn Rashi stuff.
Right.
What is the point?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, this was some sacred. Maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't think they were ready yet to get that sacred. You know, whatever the Gilui Hashem wanted to be Megala, probably up here some. So there was not this man for that Gilui. But this is the Hechza type of Ksav. And that's what we're going to lead up to right now.
In other words, the Rabbah's understanding that they couldn't understand what was written on Luchos. Is that what we're...
They couldn't even see the Luchos. So, but that was the Halakite of the Luchos had the Ksav Ashuri. So there's a tshuva in the Rambam, on page 6, in the Per Hador. It says, Nishmal min harav ha-goro maran rabbonan Moshe maimin hadayin zatzal. Al Adam Shirokam Bitaliso Pasuk Vayomer. Here he says Pasuk and Parshas Vayomer. Says Parshas Tzitzis. Because he embroidered on his talus a Pasuk from that Parsha on his talus. Vachicho Godol Ha'ir. And the Godol Ha'ir gave him Musa. Loki Bilimen. So I guess you want to know that the Rambam should comment on the, was it right for the Musar or was it wrong for the Musar? It says Tshuva Maise Ze Chet Vein Nochem Klal. Why? Ershtin also Mishnei Shtein Ta'omim Me'echot She'in Nechtov Man HaTorah Pesukim Pesukim. You're not supposed to write just Pesukim. You have to write a, you know, Parshius, you know, the whole Parshi. You can't just write a pasuk, it's not right. Well, Yichtov Sholosh Tevis V'lo Yoser. Oh. I'm going outside to come. We're on page 7. So this is what we're holding in the Tshuvas HaRambam now. Tshuvas HaRambam is talking about somebody who embroidered on his talus a pasuk from Parshas Tzitzis. He did an embroidery of that pasuk on the talus, and somebody gave musar to this fellow. Then they asked the Rambam, was it right for him to give musar? So he says, yeah. It was a chait that he did to have a pasuk embroidered on his talus. Number one, because you're not allowed to just write a pasuk. You either write the whole parsha or you write nothing, or three tables. That's one thing. And then the second thing, on page 9, the arrow on the right side, page 9, Fatam Hashem Hu Nochem V'Chozek Min Harishon. Now I have even a stronger reason. Page 9, left, right arrow. Fatam Hashem, the second reason why it wasn't right for him to have the Pasuk on the Talus, Hu Nochem V'Chozek Min Harishon, Visha Osa Kein Mevi Psuki Torah Lidei Zilzul. He's going to bring Psuki Torah Lidei Zilzul Ki Atzitzis Tashmishi Mitzvah Heimu Kudusha Haguf Kach Yochol Lovo Betalas Mitzuyesis Beis Akisei. Right? In other words, you're going to end up bringing a talis to the bathroom, Beis HaTvila, Mishtamish Rob. Okay, so that's the second reason. Somebody embroidered. Yeah, I'll say it when he walks into the bathroom. Okay. Somebody embroidered a pasuk on his talis. Okay? And the Rav of the community gave Musa. And the Rambam says he was right for giving Musa. It wasn't right to do such a thing. And he's listing various reasons why it's not right. So now we're up to the third reason. And that on page 9. So this is the main point I want to talk about. Harav Menachem, page 9. He says it's not right to write Ksav Ashuris if you're not writing a Chumash, a Novi, Kisvei HaKodesh. But just to use Ksav Ashuris, the Ksav of Sefer Torah, for other purposes that are not Halak, so it's not proper. In other words, Ksav Ashuris is the Ksav that we just saw in Tshuvas Radvaz, that there was the Ksav of the Luchos, and if you use it for mundane things, that's Magunam Ma'od. So that's another reason. So this Tshuvas HaRambam is brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought in the Ramah on page 12. Take a look at the Ramah. Says the Ramah, Yesh Omrim, the Ein Licht of the Ram Shachol, Yichsav Ashuris, Shekosim Bo HaTorah. He says it's not right to use Ksav Ashuris for Dvarm Shalchol. And the source, if you look in the Tziyunim here, it's Rabbeinu Shem Rabbeinu Yerucham based on the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yerucham just quotes this Tshuvas HaRambam that I just showed you. So, and if you look in the Gil Yom Marshar of Shlomo Eger, on the bottom of page 12, he says, look what he writes. Vim kein lo yofa ma sharoshmim asokrim lifnei pischein chanuseim minei schora sheish lam limkor ba'osios merubayim. You know what it reminds me of the old signs, Basar Kosher. So Basar Kosher is usually written in that type of ksav. So he says it's not, you know, those old signs that, you know, they write in like Sefer Torah ksav, Basar Kosher, you know. So he says it's not right because that's mundane. It's Dvar Shalchol, and you're using Ksav Ashuris for Dvarim Shalchol. Yeah, so we have to see what's the story.
What's the kosher of even not any so called? Right, I was just thinking it has to come
in a newspaper,
right?
How many times did you say Buster Kosher? You said Buster Buster.
Buster Buster. And then the Ramah says, and the Aruch HaShulchan says on page 13, he's on the fourth line, he says, Kol divrei chol b'sal hashirus v'ein b'yaden limchos v'hurach michaper ova. Says, what can we do? The people are mezalzel in this, so, you know, what are we going to do? So yes. Exactly. We're going to see that here in the packet. Exactly. Well, if you want to see, I'll show you. Let me see if I find it right now. So now the question is, let's take a look in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi here on page 14. Take a look, before you look at the Yerushalmi, take a look back on page 11, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Osser lichtov sholosh tevos miposer below sirtut imu ksav ashuri. Right, if you write ksav ashuri and you're writing three words, you have to have the underline.
What?
In other words, you have to, you know, like, you either have to take a sharp edge and make lines.
Okay.
That's in
the Torah. Yeah. So it says like this. The Gemara says in Megillah, in the Yerushalmi here, on page 14, it says, "V'manam mashmal kosev l'avoshaya v'rav shimi v'shisich misar ma'od tizka harisech." So what is that? So what he did basically was he flipped the order of a pasuk in order to avoid having to do the sirtut. So these words are out of order. So that's what Tosa says here on page 15 in Gittin. That Omer Rabbein Atam, Dafishim Skavimit, he says, Mir Yerushalmi Perek Basu, the Megillah. First word on the line is Basu on page 15. In the Tosa's on the right side, first word on the line is Basu. Manshik says, to also become a horse, Mal Lichtov Tazin, Bas Milim Basuk, Maisha Rabu Shalch, Reshisha Misa Haya, I'm old, Yashka, he's a Masha Shaloya Kosev Ella, the Shemi Ger Shloman, below the Joshua, Al Bikain Hanapin, Shalom Kosel Kaseda. Because he did it out of order, so this way he won't have to do the Sirtut. Because if it would be three words of a Pasuk, then you would need the Sirtut. So he did it out of order, and he's writing a letter. He's writing a letter, as the Tosis learns. So the Maran Brisk says, Mordechai Brisk, one of the Hungarian Rabbonim, he says like this. So obviously, if we're talking about Sirtut, that means it was Ksav Ashuris. Because it wasn't Ksav Ashuris, there's no Chiyuv Sirtut at all. So Elohat, it was Ksav Ashuris. To avoid the Sirtut, he was what? He was Mahapech the Seder. But who gives you a right to write Ksav Ashuris if it's not Kisvei HaKodesh? So you see, from Yerushalmi already, that they weren't makpid on such a thing.
What is the definition of Ashuris? The way we write today, not
the
Sefer Torah, the way a person writes a letter.
Because
you see kind of references,
you know,
writing letters, and he's asking how
we
can write it in Ashuris.
Right, so Ashuris
Pashas
is the
Ksav
of the Sefer Torah.
So you're saying the Basra Kasher would be okay?
You mean without Sirtut?
Not anyway.
Yeah, no, that's for Sirtut. But then it still would be also midin the bizayon of Ksav Ashuris. If you take a look again in the Tshuva here on page 18, he writes like this. He says, "In Cain, Lama." He's going on Yerushalmi. Well, the Yerushalmi is the second hour, the next hour. I'm Yerushalmi. Shavia Toysis. The Meiser of Muna Shalach, Chasav La Rav Shabar, Shimi Reishi Smitzar, Hayam, the Olaf Yaskar, Hosech, Masher Shalaya Kosev, Elo Lashemi Gerish Lom. Double PK, they am Makpid Shalol Kosovo Pesay there, Uzel Amdo Toshav, Shavmi Gerish Lom, and Tsar Sirtut. Because you need Sirtut, and he didn't want to do Sirtut, so he circumvented it. Akopar Chazim Shamoroim Nishtamshu, Bixav Ashuris, Bigger Shlomim. Okay, it's not Kashal Ramam, the Shlom Kamosh Kosov Milchas Pitim, how do I mean they Dabi Vlosh and Kosh Merchas, we said Vidus Chasidus. So what's Pshad in the Ramam? In other words, the Moroim. Ramam is going to have something that Moroim themselves didn't do. So what is the Ramam going to say back? He said, no, it's a, just like it says, that you shouldn't speak Lashon Kodesh in the Merchatz, because it's a Midas Chasidus. And the Gemara says that they did. They come and review the Hevili Nesev, Hilo Chashash of the Midas Chasidus. There was a Halach Halach of Talmidim on McCain. But the Hachi Shlom McCain. I mean, the Yabal of Hachi Hachi Shabir Ikra. So he says that it's just a... So you see that it's not a real Chiv. He says, "My time in Anu is harmed as one of the. He read him Shekosim v'atav the Menir Khan. He shlim kor is a dover the Hayu Yain and Bosa. Shad the Varm told him l'peh. Zeh Kosim k'sav Ashurus. Zeh is a gomer. He is harmed as that. Yeah. So that was the Taina we saw in the Achronim. He says, "The Mashi Kosim is a gomer. For k'sav the Shafil does a Rambam. Halachas u'gamkin in is a gomer. It's not an is a gomer. It's a midas chasidus." So not everyone was matpid on the Midas Chasidus. He says, Pukhazi, not everyone was matpid on this Midas Chasidus. Oh. So then, Ksav Soifer has a tshuva. And this is a discussion of Schechter's makbid on this. Whenever he sends invitations, he doesn't write, he doesn't have the Ksav Ashuris. It's all scripts, the printed invitations. Well, when he writes a Haskamah to a Sefer, he asks that it should be printed in Ksav Rashi. So, but for this Kepeda. So he says, so the Ksav Sofer has a discussion, do you have to be makpid for invitations? Now, I mean, the Olam is Mekel, obviously. Then we have to see whether just the regular block print, is that really Ksav Ashuris, or because it's not exactly the Ksav of the Sefer Torah, it's not as Meduyak, or is that considered? So he says, I did the Mayri, Echtav Masha Matzasi here in the bottom of page 20 in the Tshuvas Ksav Sofer. I'm talking about Masha Tzorali Rav Echa Matzasi Reizi B'shulei Mektav Ki Sora V'arni Al Pizka Dana Az Manas Orchim Hakruim L'Simcha Shal Mitzvah L'Simcha Shal Mekala Asher Nidbisa Az Mana B'Ksav Ashuris V'loshan Ashkenazi. So this Rav Pikpik Malos Kvodo Shuki Lo Nochon Hul Dishtamish Piyosu Eidu Dibrichol. That's the this Ramah, the Beis Yosef quotes. But it's in the osias of Ksav Ashuris. Omer ani lefi daiti gam anitpas b'loshon kodesh lo nochum b'ksav Ashuris kima adver matzvusum gam ein shal cholu mali b'loshon kodesh lo laz v'laz kenu b'loshon reed v'am shal chol v'lo kapir al ha'loshon el ala inyin. But he says aval b'chilas kvot t'rosh ha'shogah ki azmano l'sudas mitzvah gam l'sudas bris. It's a dvar mitzvah. Again, she mazminim urchokim she yavol v'yadu l'shneim ki ein be'efshe she yavol v'hurak l'kovu l'chiba nodas zeba atzma kvod ha-mitzvah. That's what's the idea of inviting people? That's the kvod ha-mitzvah.
So, but why is kosher food then not a mitzvah? But that
she chabdu l'chubadu l'kvod ha-mitzvah. U'bedudan l'kvod ha-torah So therefore, it's Kavod HaMitzvah, so therefore it can be B'Ksav HaShuris. Even though, if you look in the Rambam, that Lashon was only for Kisvei HaKodesh. So, in other words, so even though it's
gives me by B'Ksav Sofer last week.
B'Ksav Sofer, oh. So let's see what the Ksav was on the Messiah.
Looks
like Stavashur. Yeah.
It's also
kosher. Right.
But how do you
conserve
them?
Well,
see
if
you can't
conserve
them.
Right. No, you can
engrave them. Right. We've done this to kosher, to advertise on kosher equipment. I mean, is that the same?
Maybe.
That's what it sounds like.
But then the last paragraph, look what he writes. Uva Zichroni. In other words, he remembers from his father. In other words, the shtar when he would invite people to a simcha, the chasam sofer, he would do it. B'ksav hashuris. Lochash lchozer. Mikomokam tov livkor b'ksav Rashi chayetsu b'sulo. So he says, Tov to do it.
They're too basic, and yet one starts with like a writing Divrei Kedusha in a Divrei Chol.
Right.
And then he says that the Rabbis increased that just using the OCLs himself.
Yeah, that's the Ram Tshuva, the Rambam. So that was a. And you look now in Rav Vosna's tshuva here on page 22. What about a ksuva? What about a ksuva? Right? Is that midi d'chol? Shashal luto l'shtamish b'ksuva b'ksav ashuris yad midi d'chol v'nir b'tzar kir. He says, Speko v'adai al pi amuvur b'ramad v'she'in lichto d'varm shal chol b'ksav ashuris. Ain shum mokam l'hachlim v'zeh. The Ratzon Ram Shal Chol Mamish Sor Chulim. He says this is a halacha. It's not a, and he thinks that the Chayit. Even though, again, if you look at the Rambam, you'll see not that way. With the original sources that true with the Rambam, and says it doesn't say like him. That yet you only should write if it's a Kisvei HaKodesh. If I'm writing a Megillah, I'm writing a Shir HaShirim, I'm writing a Chreis, a Nach, I'm writing if you look in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu. That's a fascinating sefer, written by Rav Avram Halevi Horowitz. I think this is Rav Shlomo Zalman's brother-in-law. He was very close with the Stipler. And he, I think this volume was already Nifter. His son wrote it. But all the different hanhagos and different things. So he writes here on page 24, says, as Mor Barabi, Haim Yeshla Hakbid Lahapvis as Hazmonas the Bar Mitzvah, Osius Ksiv the Lobashurus, Osius even Mugumber Amor, they lift up the recall. Kaman Zelash of Chuvish Hashim Lee, Anilo Yodea Shundover Rakhmi Olam Nodu Kula and Hatvis Hazmonas Hasan of Osius Mubobus, the Mustama Yeshla Maman Lisma. Anyway, Murder Rabbi has blown a shalom. He says, this type was not mocked on this. What? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there is a discussion. whether black print is the, but assuming that it is, which I think somebody here in the packet was challenging that as well, but. But even if you want to say it is, you, yeah. There's one part of that truth I want to show you. We'll see it soon. Rav Harfin is here in the Sefer. He writes that the Vayan Yosef, the Puparov, was Makpid. That the print invitations, Rav Osios Rashi. Then he says Rav Freund was Makel. So let's go back now to that tshuva from the Maran Brisk. He's the one who said the whole thing is only a Midas Hasidus. So he writes here the following. He says the Harifus on page 18.
Ashkenazim, they use square or block letters for biblical and other important work. Secondary religious texts, however, such as the Rabbinic commentaries, is set with a semi-cursive form of Sephardic origin, often normalizes Rashi. Corresponding with distinctive semi-cursive typeface was used for printing Yiddish. It was termed Vibertaich. Viber meaning women, Taich being.
Vibertaich.
Interesting. So it's like. Svarim were written in even before Rashi's script existed. It was Svarim were written in a block script, but the Perushim on it were written in a more cursive type script even before Rashi's script was developed, and Yiddish as well.
The current
the Heidegger Rashi script, which didn't exist in modern Rashi.
So he says here like this. The Rabbeinu Simcha, at the top of the page, the Nogu Hetzel Lichtov Kisvei Ha. Top of page 18. Rashinogu had to lift up kisvei had yotos below sirtut mishum haksiv adaka shein choshev ksav. In other words, they didn't use ksav ashurs, so therefore they didn't do sirtut. Afil choshev zion lo choshev ksav. Right, even if you don't put the tagim, that might not be. So we discussed that if what yichayiv on Shabbos without the tagim. So certainly, if you're only writing in the stick form, so you wouldn't need sirtut. A few kutzu shal yud ma'akev shlo yenikra k'siva. In the Rabbeinu Simcha Zalmayim miksav ashurus, even though Matzah had the Rabbeinu. So he's saying that what Rabbeinu Simcha he thinks was talking about k'siva ashurus, even though it's not mashma that way. But came to the Matzah had the Rabbeinu Mishum inaus yoski tikunon, and came lamadon hosam rach mishum sirtut havalei. It's not full Sava Shuris, so even though it was, say, block letters, wasn't necessarily cursive, but it wasn't the full Osios, like when you have in a regular sitter, you know, that's not necessarily the way it is in Sefer Torah. It's not, you know, it's block, but it's not cursive. But you know, there could be three levels. There could be cursive script. It could be Ksav Ashurus Mamish, and then block. You know, so he says he thinks that Rabbeinu Simcha was saying that the block letters ain't osios kitikunim. So the mela, that's enough to be matir that you don't have to do sirtut, even though sirtut is medina the gemara. So he's saying the whole thing is midas chasidus, and that midas chasidus only applies when it's mamish, you know, osius sacred Torah. So memela, that's alimut chus. He's saying, besides we said it's midas chasidus, but the word is it's more than that. It's a midas chasidus only on the ksav of sacred Torah, but it's not really the ksav of sacred Torah, even though it's not cursive. That means you don't have to go to that midas chasidus. And there he says the Rambam is l'shitaso. He says chashiv because the Rambam says hilchos sefer Torah chashiv esrim dvarim apostim sefer Torah. And he doesn't say lo chashiv had chashiv zim. Because the Rambam doesn't list if you're missing the tagim that it passes. So for instance, it doesn't pass according to the Rambam. If you can't read it anymore, it looks like another oath. If it's just missing the tagim, Rambam would say it's kosher. Because he says the only problem if it looks like another letter, well, you can't read it. So the Rambam's l'shitaso, that since even if things are not fully pristine, they're still kosher. So therefore, since the kosher b'di'evan the sefer Torah, even the b'di'evan dikum the sefer Torah, we shouldn't use for divrei chol. Aval v'ima the kind of the zion ma'ake b'di'evan, but he says if you hold zion's ma'ake b'di'evan, so when you write block letters, you don't write there's no tagim there, so it's not the exact kisver. So therefore, we don't even have a midas chasidus. So he says it's only the Rambam l'shitaso, the Rambam who wrote the tshuva, who started off this whole thing, because since he holds that a sefer Torah could be kosher without the tagim, so therefore, so the block letters enough could have been good for a sefer Torah, so then, you know, you shouldn't write divrei chol. But we hold that if we hold it's ma'akev, then that means that the block letters is not even b'chlal to midas chasidus. Therefore, that's another reason why we're making. I think this is a better heter than the idea that these things are dvar mitzvah, because maybe dvar mitzvah is not good enough. You need but if you say the Rambam l'shitaso, that's what? Yeah, right. It's a part of a religious process.
Yeah. What about the plaques that people put on the doors? Like Mishpacha Stone said.
Right. Right, he's saying Mishpacha.
Yeah, Mishpacha Stone. Yeah.
They don't have tagim per se. It's just calligraphy, but no. Left out the tagim, you know.
I've seen when they've called my friend for Mamish right now, tagging and
right.
There should have died most of them, you know, where they write like a whole safer and like a shape of the
book.
Yeah. But that's not
a short
story. What's wrong
with the
Ramar? I think
it might
have
Mike
Cadmark.
The Ramar, you could be Medayak in the Ramar. If there's a close to the Bola Torah, I think it should be with Tangin.
Right.
You could read the Ramar.
So what? No, you bring it right to be make them.
Yeah,
because
there's extra words.
Because you see, there was a Lashon, you want to say, Lashon HaRamah. What page is it? It's page 12. Lashon HaRamah. Okay, lift of the Rav Shalchol, B'Ksav HaShur, Shalchol, 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 Shalchol,
Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol, Shalchol,
anything you can be close to the Torah. So the Rambam holds you can be close to the Torah. So the fact that we're more machmir in the Sefer Torah, maybe that's what the Marab Briska is saying, maybe gives us more of a reason to be mako in this halacha. because we hold this likuva. So therefore, so this is not considered the ksav of. And you see in Hilchos Shabbos even there was a sheet in the Gemara that you're not even chayiv and kosev unless you put the tagin in. So not every, that was a shear we had a couple of weeks ago. So you see that that is what to say for that. Oh, so we're going to have a separate packet on that. In other words, well, the two things about Sheamus. I told you, I once asked Rav David Feinstein what to do with the newspapers that you have the Divrei Torah in it. So he said, put it with the other newspapers. Meaning he wasn't concerned to put it in Sheamus. Put it in. In other words, he holds in the sheet that lot that anything that was written to Aldas to be temporary doesn't have. So that's the. But you see, the Chasam Sofer himself was. Chasam Sofer himself was Mako. So you have. So one possibility is to say that it's not Divrei Chol, or only if it's Mamish Divrei Chol, which is not the Pashut Pshat Rambam. Then the other heter is to say that it's only if you write here, like. Yeah, it's Sab Sofer, like here. But it's not with all the Evan Ezra. It's not with the Takim and all the. No, it's not script, but it's still not. When you open up a sitter, you open up these farms. So that could be another tzakula. And then there are people that talk about machmir, like Shakta's machmir, always right a skama that he gives on a sefer. He writes it, then he says, please hype up. He writes in Rashi. Sam Rashi.
Rashi's, Rosh Hashanah Sefer is in
Rashi. Right. Right, so when you're saying, in other words, he should have the whole Sefer then in Rashi's skip.
Some would say.
Right.
So you're saying his
very own. No, but you're saying when he writes out Skamba, he does it in Sam Rashi, but he's not machmir on the whole sefer. So even though the sefer is a different Torah.
On the other person, right?
No.
His own sefer.
Yeah, his own sefer. Yeah. Unless the haskama is the different Torah.
Maybe haskama is the different Torah.
We have only that's what
he's. But the call of the pashup shot is we're makel on this. We're makel on this was not. But then you say then haka. If it's with people who talk to do it in that, so then maybe it should be.
You're not supposed to do it.
It doesn't become a right. Sibah. No.
The Mishnah Berurah is thinking about it. I mean, the Aruch is so fun, it's not very
exciting. This is a din in Yardaya. There's no Mishnah Berurah in Yardaya. Rosh Hashulchan says, you know, people do it, well, what are we going to do? We're rachum yichaper over. Right. Okay, so this tangentially had to do with Hilchos Shabbos, but I thought since we're doing Ksiva, I thought this would be... But Bez Hashem, next way I want to speak about the Fus. In other words, what's the status of... is that called Ksiva? When you print something, is that called Siva? And not Kamina, but it has Kedusha. And then, the week after Bez Hashem, then we'll get to the silk screen. What's the story? Yeah.